Welcome to the Retired Podcast. I'm Riley.
And I'm Noah.
We're former professional athletes turned to parents and business owners.
We created this podcast to talk about sports, life, and everything in between.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it.
Welcome back to the Retired Podcast. Today we're talking about a day in the life of a college athlete, a professional athlete, and now a parent. We're going to see which one. We're going to rank them and see which one is the hardest, the toughest day in the life. I'll let you lead us off here. Tell us about your experience, a day in Riley's life as a young cherub in college.
A young cherubim.
In season.
I feel like in season is less difficult than off season, you think?
Yeah, but I feel like the people want to know what's it like, you know, in season.
Okay. Every week you have a mandatory day off. So Monday was our day off because we played Wednesday and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Hmm. So usually your off day is Monday. Depending on how many games we had that week, usually it was a Wednesday game, like I said, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Usually if we were home, we had to do two lifts and a run for weight room stuff. So two lifting days, one sprint work day.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't y'all play Tuesday, Friday?
Because we don't have to rest our pitchers like y'all do.
Mm.
It also just makes more sense to not play the day after your rest day.
Yeah,
it does. Doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it does.
Anyways, our pitchers aren't wusses. Different topic. So usually two lifts and a run. If you were away, you had to leave on Thursday to go to your away matchup. So you probably only have one lift and a run. And those are usually just based around your class times. They weren't in the morning at like 6 a.m. like fall weights were.
Right.
So you usually wake up, go to class. You probably find a lifting time in between class and the start of hitting groups, which was usually, depending on which hitting group you were in, groups of like three or four hitters,
mm-hmm.
probably like three or four groups a day before bulk practice starts. So you kind of have some flexibility with your schedule, since depending on your major, your classes can just be all over the place. So,
yeah.
But you had to get your stuff in.
Right.
You'd had to go, so wake up, usually kind of leisurely, depending on what time your class started. Class, probably weight room, probably hitting groups. And then practice usually started at 4:15 and then ran for about 2 or 3 hours and then go to Slocum for dinner, which was like our dining hall, and then go to bed.
Yeah, I was actually kind of surprised.
FaceTime you.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
I was actually surprised in college how much you actually ate at the dining hall.
It was required.
So that's...
We also had pretty decent food. Like we had a Froyo machine.
Yeah, I guess...
And a waffle maker.
The Froyo machine, that's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and y'all's was fully funded too. Like, I think that a lot of college athletes who aren't at a big SEC school probably mm-hmm. don't experience, like, hey, your meals are legit fully paid for. We had, like, that's...
Really?
That's in your scholarship. Like, that could be part of it, that a meal plan is a part of your scholarship.
This was, like, athletes only...
Right. It was, like, athletes had to eat, and they were going to eat. Yeah. It was going to be free.
I mean, we had like steak. We had like potatoes every day.
Yeah, that's pastas. Awesome. I did not. I had pretty much like a full ride besides that. Besides
weird
meal plan and books, I think, were like the only things.
Really?
No, my books were paid for. Well,
okay. I mean, the meal plan at A&M came separate. But like Slocum was a separate deal. Slocum was just for student athletes. Like it wasn't a meal plan thing. It was like...
But it was free all the time.
Yeah. For athletes.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's so nice. I would have lived there.
That's
you
great.
Know what I ate? You know
I know I what ate. You ate.
Most days I
ramen,
legit ate.
Ramen.
No.
Potbelly. And canned chili.
Yeah, I legit ate Wolf Brand canned chili with like bread slices. Just to like fill myself up. Because
gross.
It was really cheap and I could eat a lot of it. It was gross. Yeah. All right. Well, cool. A day in the life for a college baseball player at a mid-major D1 is the same, kind of. It's Monday, mandatory off day. However, mandatory
told.
Mandatory was Monday for us was a lift day. So it was like, hey, voluntary lift. which is never voluntary if you're truly trying to win a spot or keep a spot. It's like everything is, you better be there. Technically, it has to be voluntary, NCAA rules, but it wasn't. Tuesday game, and kind of the same. Like, we would lift, I want to say it was twice a week in season, and it was in smaller groups. It wasn't like the team 6 a.m. weights, because like you said, everybody's on different schedules. And
it's also less, like, you're not lifting as heavy.
Right,
not
it's more of a maintain.
On the same program.
Maintenance lift in season.
More power stuff.
We usually did, like, hitters and pitchers in separate groups. But 2 lifts a week, and then, yeah, kind of the same. I mean, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, weekend series, Tuesday night, midday or midweek game, and then Thursday was travel day if you were on the road. But like an actual day in the life would be like if it was a Tuesday midweek game, wake up, first class was always no later than 9 for us. Like we really didn't do any classes later than that because you had to get all of them in and go to class. I don't remember when weights was. I feel like weights was right after class for us. So go to class, go to weights, and then try to grab some food real quick, go to the field. Same thing. We had early hitting groups, like depending on the day or whatever, before actual team practice. And then kind of the same as you, probably about like a 4 o'clock start, run till 6.
At least.
Yeah, get done, go home. Eat Wolf Brand chili, bread slices, shower, Fortnite, every single night.
No studying.
Studying was far and few between. Few, I can't talk.
Few and far.
Okay. Few and far between.
Few.
Fear and fear. Should have studied more. Gosh.
Should have studied.
I could have talked. You know, would have helped me for my podcast. And then yeah, but a game day. I lost my train of thought. Day in the life game day would be wake up, go to class, go to the field, lift sometimes on game day. Did y'all ever lift on game day?
We weren't allowed to lift, but we could run.
Fun.
We could do our run.
I actually liked lifting. Day. We did some game day lifts, and I enjoyed that because I feel like it, I don't know, primes your nervous system, but also like...
I was going to say...
Gets the jitters out a little bit.
There are some studies to show that certain types of weightlifting...
Very good. Very beneficial.
Very good for priming your CNS.
Yeah.
And that helps you with being fast.
Yeah. And also just like to be a little bit muscly fatigued before a game always seemed to help just because less amped up. Still emotionally amped up, but like literally I couldn't tweak, which I was a tweaker sometimes. But yeah, go to the field. If the game is at, I don't know when we're in our game, 7:05 usually.
6:05.
Probably get into the field at like...
No later than 3, yeah.
Yeah, 3 at the latest. And then hitting groups. Little, I don't know, we didn't do team practice. It was just like BP, in and out, go time.
It was very heavily structured in the SEC. Like our game time.
Y'all's regiment.
It was like down like, to the minute.
Yeah, because y'all
especially
were on
TV, in SEC.
Which I'm glad. I'm honestly glad we didn't have that because... I mean, we were also pretty structured just because you got to be on time for the game, but like not TV time. TV time's different for sure. But yeah, no, a day in the life for a college student athlete, I feel like.
Busy.
It is busy, but I don't know. It wasn't hard.
I think just being after a long time of being busy like that 24/7.
It definitely can be.
It definitely. But game days, I feel like, especially weekend game days. Fridays were a little more hectic, but like you're missing class if you have a game.
Yeah,
so it's
awesome.
Not like you're having to rush. Like if you are close to missing or if you're having to cut it close to get to the game or the field on time, you just wouldn't go to that class and you have an excuse for it.
Right. Did you enjoy road games or home games more?
I feel like I was more prepped and like well equipped for home games because I just had my schedule. I got to sleep in my own bed. I feel like when you're in a hotel,
it's kind of weird.
It's like for some reason, it made me feel like my eyes didn't. Sounds weird. My eyes did not work on away series, whether it was like the other team's lights, They're just like being in a hotel room most of the day.
You're kind of sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. You can't nap because like.
I used
to. That's not going to work.
Gosh, wait till the day in the life of a pro baller on the road. That's all we did was sleep. Like, really? Legit, we were sleeping until...
Okay, go tell me about that then.
Okay. Well, back to that other question. I actually like going on the road more in college. Oh. I love playing on the road just because, I don't know, I like traveling with the
team. We had a great field too, though. That's also fun.
Yeah, I mean, if I played at Davis Diamond, I would definitely want to play at home quite a bit. No, I don't know. There's something about traveling with the team that was just always fun to me. Maybe it was missing class. I don't know. But I really enjoy playing on the road. I sleep good in hotels, too.
I mean, I sleep well in hotels.
It's kind of nice having everything clean for you. And
yeah, but it's like not yours.
But it's not home. Yeah.
Baxter had to be kenneled.
Oh, my God.
Every way.
You kenneled Baxter every way.
Or my roommates. Like, if my roommate... I had non-softball player roommates almost every year, so... They would just watch.
Yeah,
I would either.
I didn't think about that.
Pay, or I would watch their pets when they were on the road.
That's crazy. So the day in the life of a pro baller, which every day is game day. I mean, you're playing a game. It's an 8-month season. A minor league schedule is 140 games, so 22 less than a big leaguer. Every single day is game day, and so it is. Still structured in the sense of like early hitting and a small team practice before games, but all you're doing is baseball. You know, there's no school, unless you're taking on online classes, which I had teammates do that. But a day in the life for me is legit. Like, I'm sleeping until 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm. Unless I'm there, then we're going to get breakfast.
Yeah, which was nice. That was a nice change of pace. I lost some sleep, but it was good for me. I needed to like get up and do things, I think. Do things that were non-baseball related, because it seems like that's just all you're doing. Because it is. Day in the life. Wake up. I had a great host family in Vermont when I was in short season.
Shout out Frida and Michael.
I just about always had some sort of breakfast food for me.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't made, it was, you know, wake up, make breakfast. Typically get to the field. I think in pro ball we had to work out at least 3 times a week. As long as you got them in, it didn't matter what day or when.
Mm-hmm.
They would try to get us to, like, obviously be smart and don't force yourself to wait till the last 3 days of the week and work out 3 days in a row. It was usually like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday split. 2 at home, 1 on the road typically, depending on your schedule. But sometimes you go on a 8-game away stand, so it didn't really matter.
A moment of silence for our bulldogs.
Yogi's got to drink her water.
Loud licking. Didn't know you were going to get some dog ASMR, did you?
Mm. Should Yogi. We put the mic over there by her?
Yogi.
Gosh.
There's no water even left in the thing.
She's trying.
She's just licking the bowl.
I would say eat breakfast, get to the field around 2. Games were at 7 just about every single day. Get to the field around 2 casually. Okay, what are we doing? I mean, goodness. Around, 3 o'clock, you're probably starting your early work, all that. I like to get to the field and just, like, chill for an hour.
That just seems so unnecessary.
Well, there's just nothing else to do. It's like, I'm in...
Go read a book or...
Well, that's what I would do. I would get there usually. Okay, so I would get to the field, read my Bible before I did anything else. And then, start getting dressed, early hitting, come back in, put on pants, team defense or team practice, whatever, on-field BP. On the days where I had to work out, I would work out before early hitting. But anyways, it's get to the field at 2. You do like 4 to 5 hours of just kind of baseball things, working out, lifting, hitting, and then a little bit of downtime, and then pregame stuff around 6. Get back out there, start stretching, throw, national anthem, game time, play till
10:30.
Wouldn't get home till about 11:30 or 12 most nights because you eat dinner at the field usually. And then sleep in, do it all again the next day. And it's just that every single day for 140 straight. But it is, it's, I think, again, it's the monotony of it. It's the everyday of it that makes it kind of tough over a long span of time. But like the actual workload from a daily basis is not terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You're just doing baseball all day, every day. It's kind of fun, but not terrible. What about you? What was your pro ball day in the life like? Yogi, I really need you to just go lay down.
Day in the life. I'll say...
there you go.
Right my
there.
First year was basically tournament ball. My rookie year was basically just tournaments. We only had 6 games where we actually played like 1 game a day.
Y'all season is so short.
Always.
That's awesome.
My last year was more like yours, but we only played 3 days a week. It was 6 weeks. We were there for 7.
Can I just say something real quick?
Hmm.
There's a time in short season where we played 27 days in a row.
That's tough.
Home and away, travel included, didn't matter. Playing 27 straight, and it was in August, which was like towards the end of the season. That was a grind. Anyways. Back to your
thanks for interrupting me.
Back to your 3 days a week.
So when I was at AU, we played 3 days a week, and that was every single week, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's a little bit weird because you got drafted to a new team every single week, so you would have team practice with that specific team, usually 2 or 3 days, and kind of just depending on the team. That was right after the 2021 Olympics. And so a lot of the girls were, like nursing injuries and stuff like that. So practice really was not super intense.
Were y'all's practices player ran practices too? Because y'all didn't really have coaches, right?
Well, we had like, they called them helpers. I think that was like their official name was a helper. And they were there for things like BP, hitting ground balls. They were there to like offer any kind of aid to the coach. If they, some of the coaches did not really want to be involved with like the lineup decisions during the game. And so they would like leave it to the assistant. But it was wake up. You had a scheduled practice time because there were 4 teams all using the same field and the same facilities. So based on what team you were on, you had a scheduled practice time for that team. But I didn't have a car. I was in Chicago. I didn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
There was like rental cars that kind of floated between people, but I didn't really need to go anywhere. It was kind of around the COVID time too. So like you were kind of limited on what you were allowed to do. And so I really just sat in my hotel room. It was pretty big. Like I had a kitchen and all that kind of stuff. So yeah. I sat in my hotel room. I studied for my CSCS, which I never actually took, but I probably should.
Good.
You have to be up to date on first aid and CPR.
You did a lot of studying.
I took those classes in college. It was too far after that. Anyways, did a lot of studying, did a lot of working on like, printables and like content for my online training platform. A lot of planning for our facility.
Yeah.
A lot of like just making sure my ducks were in a row so when I got back we could open up. But yeah, on game day, our games were late because they were TV.
Mm-hmm.
TV games. So we never played like a daytime game unless it was, I think, a Sunday game.
Wasn't it always doubleheaders too because there's 4 teams in the league? Like it was been doubleheaders as far as like back-to-back games for... Not for you, but for the teams? Or did y'all play on different days?
Usually not, no.
Oh.
Yeah, usually not. Usually it was 1 game Saturday, 1 game Sunday, 1 game Monday.
Hmm.
And based on your team, like it was the same schedule every single week for each color team. But like the people that were on each team changed. Like every Monday night, gold and orange would play.
Gotcha.
The late game.
Yeah.
And those were late. But it was kind of the same thing. I had groceries at my hotel, so I'd just wake up. Sometimes I didn't go to the field until like 5.
Rosemont's not a bad place to be.
But unless you can't go anywhere.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, as far as things around, those nice.
Well, I didn't really get to go around. Didn't have a car.
Okay, I'm sorry.
R.I.P. But yeah, sometimes I would just sit and, like, I worked out a lot in the hotel room. Wouldn't have a gym at the hotel, I don't think. Or probably should. I didn't want to use it. Go to the field a little bit early if I wanted to. If I could catch a ride with some of the girls that were going early, probably hit a little bit early.
Yeah.
Workout. There was a facility, like a workout place at the Dome.
Yeah,
so.
That Dome was cool.
And they had food for us there, but I don't like eating pregame like that.
Really?
Do you?
I had to.
Especially when it's like catered food, because it's not always like the cleanest, I feel like. Even if it's like chicken, it still doesn't feel clean when you eat it.
I'm smacking some pregame food.
With your digestive system?
Have to. Gotta have it.
PGP?
PGP.
Free game poop?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
See, girls don't usually poop in public restrooms.
That was a ritual for me. That's how weird. I knew I was ready to go. If I didn't have my PGP, not sure how that game's going. Yeah, I gotta eat my pregame food. And it was always like right in the nick of time that I'd get the pregame poop out.
Is it not stressful?
No, because my body was on the schedule. My body knew.
Because like, you take like 30 minutes to poop when you're home.
Yeah.
Weird.
No, I took my time with it there too. That's why I was always on the nick of time, because I was sitting in there just taking my time. Yeah, no, I think it was a good way for me to like calm the nerves.
Weird. Your poop?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually pooped, unless it was like an emergency, in a public restroom used by other people.
Look, the lifestyle is, in pro ball especially, you're not worried about it. It's just, it's grimy.
Is everyone pooping in the bathroom before the game?
I'm sure not all at the same time, but...
Is there any kind of like poopery?
What do you think? In a men's locker
room? Did you bring any?
No.
Ew!
There's a window cracked.
Oh my gosh, bring poopery.
No.
Your teammates will be thankful.
Maybe.
Maybe? If they want to smell your poop. If you're listening to this, get yourself some poopery.
It's not my job to get poopery.
Oh my gosh. Just for yourself. You bring it yourself.
I'm sure there was some sort of scent thing in there. It wasn't like a nasty bathroom. We had a pretty good bathroom.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. Life as a parent.
Yeah, the day
in the life. What is the day in the life of us? Do you want to go or do you want me to go?
I'll lead it off. I mean, it's a little different for both of us, I think, but pretty much chaos all around.
That's not true.
Well, first let's rank. Okay, so far, is the day in the life of a college athlete tougher than the day in the life of a pro athlete?
Yes, absolutely.
You think so? I agree. I think there's
just... As someone who actually went to class,
Went to class. I went to class for the most part. There's a lot more structure and a lot more that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Pro ball is just kind of like, hey, you're on your own. Go get in what you got to get in and be ready to play baseball or softball when it's go time. So there's a lot more time on your hands, but also a lot more responsibility to like get stuff done. Where in college, I feel like it's more, hey, do this or you're not playing.
Yeah.
Or you're in trouble. So yeah, I would say it is tougher. It is tougher because the stress of the everyday day in the life of a college athlete, the stress of like getting to your places on time, that could be a little bit mentally exhausting. So yeah, I would agree. I think college is probably tougher than pro. However, long term for pro
not even close.
The wear down on the body and the brain over the span of a 140 game season, way tougher than the college schedule of playing 100%.
We didn't play. My rookie year, we played lots of games. We played usually 2 games a day. Sometimes we went like 10 or, 14 days playing 2 games a day. And, I mean, that is tiring because you're playing 14 innings.
Yeah.
Usually in the heat because you're usually playing one during the day.
What's 140 times 9?
Well, 100 times 9 is 900.
I played over 1,000 innings of baseball.
9 times 40 is 360. So... 1260.
1,260 innings that I sat on the bench in pro baseball. No, I'm just kidding. That's a lot of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Anyways, I think the day to day, or just like the day to day.
We get it. You think pro baseball's harder long term?
It is. The day to day of a college athlete. The day to day of a college athlete is tougher, but over a long period of time, a pro ball schedule is tougher, for sure.
Now let's get to the toughest part.
Yes, parenting.
Parenting.
So a day in the life for me, personally, wake up around 9.
Get woken 9:30. Up to the sweet sound of our oldest daughter.
Get woken up.
Kicking me in the back.
Yeah, it's honestly not a sound. It's feet in the rib cage. She likes to sleep horizontally.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a capital H.
Mm-hmm.
She's the middle. Mm-hmm. Or the sides.
Oh, it's kind of endearing.
And every night we go to bed.
All vertically.
All What's she always seems to have her head or feet in one of our sides when we wake up. Mm-hmm. Usually wakes up. Actually, she's pretty sweet in the mornings when she wakes up. It's usually after nap time that she wakes up a little more emotional. But yeah, it's a sweet kick in the ribs. Get up. Most mornings, honestly, because I'm still tired and half asleep, she's pushing me. Like, she's telling me, I'm hungry. Get up. Literally, that's what she says. Get up, Dad. I'm hungry. I'll get up. You'll usually, depending on the day, hang back with Ryan. I'll get up, come out here, make her some yogurt or something before Mama gets up and cooks the real breakfast, because you're a champ and you do that every single day for us, and we appreciate it greatly.
Sweet.
But I'll get up and like buy us some time with a little bit of yogurt or something, maybe some fruit, keep her happy, and then we'll all eat breakfast together casually around 10:30. I like to say our mornings are slow compared to most people's, just because we're not like getting up and taking them to school and getting ready for our big boy and big girl job. It's just like, hey, we don't start work until 3:00. Like, we just get a nice slow morning with the kids, but it's never slow because of them.
Yeah. It's not slow for us. It's slow for them.
It's hopefully slow for them. I hope they enjoy it. Eat around 11, 10:30, 11. And then I will typically try to take the girls either upstairs to play with Reese for a little bit, because she always wants to play for an hour or so. Or if it's a nice day, get them out for a walk, mm-hmm. just to give you like 30 minutes to yourself of just calmness. Because mm-hmm. those mornings can be tough. It's typically there's some tantrums thrown in there during breakfast time. Reese gets hangry. If she doesn't have
food,
she gets mad. So I'll take them on a walk, come back home. And then, depending on the day, you'll take them up to the office. So I'll have an hour, a couple hours to, you know, clean up a little bit around the house, do some stuff for Hazel and Hack, my YouTube golf channel, which is super tight. You should check it out.
I promise you, anybody who is watching this already knows about Hazel and Hack. It's Baxter.
Okay. Let me let him out where he barks. Gosh, the dogs are really doing it.
I'll elaborate, though. I'll talk about my day. My day usually starts a little bit earlier than Noah's, because I have to wake up with Ryan. He usually wakes me up with a sweet sound at like 7 in the morning. And that's when I have to feed her. And hopefully she stays inside of her sleep suit. Mm. And if she doesn't, that means she's going to be awake.
Yeah.
She sleeps in a little bedside bassinet, so whenever she wakes up, I just take her out, feed her. Hope that she falls back asleep.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, hand her to you.
Yeah, it's a tough morning when she doesn't go back to sleep.
Tough morning. We like our sleep. We like to wake up a little bit later. And Reese is a great sleeper. Reese
does sleep well.
Goes to sleep.
Reese is 9:30 on the dot every day that she wakes up. She's pretty solid with that.
Yeah. So I wake up, get out, make breakfast, clean it up a little bit usually.
Yeah.
And then go to the office. I work for my grandpa in the oil and gas industry, so usually I will go to the office kind of leisurely. They have some land out in East Texas that they go to usually at the end of the week, so that's usually just a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday thing. And then I give lessons on Mondays and Wednesdays. So I usually work for him. My parents come pick up the girls from the office, which is right next to our facility. And then I usually work 3 to 8. Now it's been 4 to 9. Come home, make dinner.
I would starve without you.
You probably would. Or you'd just eat a lot of canned chili.
I'd still be eating Wolf Brand chili with bread slices. I don't even want to know what my diet would look like if I wasn't married to a woman who knew how to cook good food.
Let's just pretend.
I would be eating frozen pizzas a lot. Cauliflower.
Those aren't bad.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't have found the good kind, though.
I'd still be on DiGiorno.
If you're ever looking for, I'm a very clean diet person. Not saying I always eat healthy, but like the food I eat is clean food. Not a lot of preservatives. Minimally processed. Open Nature cauliflower pizza. Game changer.
That's good. And as somebody
who... Nothing nasty.
As somebody who doesn't typically tend to like gravitate towards clean foods...
I would agree.
I can tell you, Open Nature cauliflower crust pizzas are actually fire. They're really good. Okay, back to my day. When you take the girls to the office, I genuinely am trying to clean up a bit. And the work that I'm doing with Hazel and Hack is typically real now. It used to just be me editing videos, but now it's like actually calling companies because we're growing and people actually want to like work with us, which is cool. So I'll usually do a few calls during that time, trying to land the boys some sponsors, as you know, like VH should sponsor our podcast.
Definitely.
I'll probably have to hop on a call with them soon.
Definitely.
But then I'll do that, eat some lunch, head to the facility. I'll typically work 3 to 9 or 3:30 to 9. Come home, eat the food that you made. And then our night wind down, what does that look like?
Well, our night wind down begins at 10 because we usually eat dinner at like 9:30 or 10.
We just have a weird life schedule.
Yeah, we do.
Wake up late, go to bed late.
It's just shifted a couple hours from normal people.
I used to be self-conscious about that where people ask me like, so how does Reese sleep? And I'm like, well, she doesn't go to bed until midnight, but she
sleeps it's probably not the best for your circadian rhythm, but
yeah.
We'll talk about that some other time.
She sleeps until 9:30 or 10. So yeah, as long as she's getting
good sleep.
Her hours.
We got great curtains, keep our room dark. Mostly.
No. Here's my problem. This is something that I have a tough time with. Is after we wind down and get the girls to sleep, which is typically legit around midnight. Like I got Reese to sleep at midnight and now we're out here filming this. We started filming at 12:45 in the morning. I just have to have a couple hours or even an hour just like to do stuff by myself.
Yep.
Because as you just heard, as our day's laid out, besides my little bit of time when you do take the girls to the office, there's never like time to do anything by yourself anymore. For you especially. So I will typically stay up till 2 or 3 in the morning just editing videos.
You know it's bad when you look at the clock and it says like 3 a.m. and you're like, oh, okay, maybe I should go to sleep in a couple hours.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, whoa, it's already 3 a.m.
Right, and that's really what it is now. Like, yeah. I look at the clock and it's 3 in the morning and I'm like...
All right, 45 more minutes.
Yeah, like I don't even feel... I never feel tired. I've always been a night owl, so I don't feel tired in that moment. But I know I'm going to be screwed the next morning if I don't go to sleep soon. But I do it to myself every single night, and so... I've told myself if I can get 6 hours, I can thrive the following day for the most part.
I think guys are different too. I think there's some science behind male sleep versus female sleep.
Yeah.
I think you're okay with a little bit less.
So that is literally our everyday. Like we really don't do, there's no day that is drastically different. It's all pretty much the same thing every single day. And I love it. It's a good routine.
Yep.
Most days are exhausting as a parent. Back to the other two, like, ranking obviously the day in the life of a parent versus college athlete versus way pro harder. Athlete, it's way harder, and it's not like you have to be places on time besides work, but it's just like you have to provide 24/7 for children, and it doesn't always look like a big task. It could be, hey dad, I'm hungry, get up out of bed and go cut me some fruit right now. And it's like, if you don't, it's like in college, I could just hit snooze. If I needed a little more sleep, I could hit snooze for 8 minutes, you know?
Reese is not going to
give me an 8 minute snooze. She's going to kick me in the ribs and push me out of bed. And it's kind of sweet, but it's also like, God, I just need a few more minutes.
I just have to remind myself that there will be a day where we go into her room and we say, wake up, honey.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, 5 more minutes. And she doesn't want anything to do with us.
Yep.
And I'll miss the days where she wakes us up early.
Everybody says that too. Like every parent of older kids says that, like, enjoy it. I promise you're going to miss it. The thing I know for a fact I will miss is the pitter patter of the little feet across the floor. I love that sound. At certain times in the day. When it's 1 o'clock and she's still just running around. I'm like, oh my God. But yeah, no, the day in the life of a parent is definitely the hardest thing ever. And I don't miss the other lives though.
No.
I think back to it. It was fun. I enjoyed
it. I still have a lot of friends that play pro, and I know you do too. And like pro softball is definitely growing. So it's really cool to see them in commercials and doing their training and stuff like that. But I think that season for me was just over and I knew that. And I was ready for the next one, and I'm glad they're having fun doing their thing, and I enjoy what I'm doing.
I'll be honest, I couldn't imagine living the pro baseball life anymore. Like, just it's exhausting. The travel is tough. Being gone from you guys all the time. No, thank you. I would much rather stay up, get home from work and stay up for a few hours having a toddler scream at me about how I didn't help her the right way on the trampoline or something stupid. But it's just like, it's tough in the day to day. It's tough. I can't even say long term because it's only been 2.5 years with Reese, but like, I don't know. I had a moment today in the shower tonight with her because I still shower with her and it's super sweet. A lot of the times, we'll listen to music and just like hug each other. But, I don't know. I just had a moment where I was like, God, these days, like it's Friday again already. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, these weeks are going by so fast and she's growing so quickly.
No, you're going to make me cry.
It's just crazy. I know every single day feels really, really tough and it's hard and it truly is. There's no job harder than being a parent.
Yeah.
But I have these moments where I'm just like, God, it's going by so quickly.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad.
So should we have another one?
No. Not right now.
Maybe in a couple of years. That's the magic question, right? When's the next one? When's you have two third? And all of a sudden everyone thinks you're going to have like 20.
We're just
getting our sleep back, sort of.
Not even. I mean, it'll depend on Ryan's next sleep regression, but yeah, I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we get there, but that bridge is not in sight at the moment. We need some
miles,
time.
Miles down the road.
Yeah, two and a half and 6 months old is a tough age. 3 and 1 is going to be tough. 4 and 2 will be very sweet. I'm looking forward to it, but sorry, I kind of stole the show on the day in the life of a parent. I mean,
it's fine. Nothing else to add.
It's tough. It's harder than any other athletic thing we've ever done in our lives. But it's also the most rewarding by far.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a battle every day. I hate to sound dramatic.
It's very dramatic.
It's a battle with a 2
As someone who's never actually been in battle, I feel like that's dramatic.
It's a battle with a little 2-year-old psycho who wants just... Like, God, some of the things that she will throw temper tantrums about are insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
It really feels
like the end of the world for her. It really does.
And I got to remind myself that I'll give one example and then we can hang it up. But she was trying to unzip something today.
Was it the trampoline?
No. And she had her finger on the zipper track, like holding it down. She was trying to pull down on the zipper track. I'm like, babe, you got to move your hand under and pull it. And so she tried to move it under, but it was like off to the side.
What's her classic line when she doesn't?
I can't do it.
And what does she say? Can't.
I don't know why she says can't.
It's because she watches Bluey.
Oh. I can't do it. And it's so dramatic. But so she moved her hand like to the side and was trying to do it. And because of the angle, it still wasn't going up. And she started steaming. I was like, baby, relax, breathe. You just got to move your hand under. But then when she found it, she was like, zipped it up. And she wasn't proud yet.
Yeah.
And then she went to zip it down and made the same mistake of putting her hand at the wrong angle. And I was like, nope, right on top. You got to pull and create that stretch. And she did it. And like, she just lit up. And I was like, that right there is worth, the joy on her face in that moment was worth the tantrum that almost happened.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the day the tantrum does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to like help her breathe through it and show her how to do things. But it seriously is. It's the end of the world for these kids. They don't realize.
That's the hardest thing she's ever faced in her whole life.
Which is absurd. And that's what's so hard about being a parent is trying to get them to understand that it's not a big deal.
No.
They truly think everything is the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just follows with a tantrum. And it's hard. It's hard on us. Because then we start throwing tantrums. I'm like, God, it's not a big deal. Breathe, relax. It's going to be fine. Yeah, it's a lot. From day to day, it's a lot. But like I said, it goes very quickly. I can't believe how big both of our girls are getting, and we'll miss it. Weirdly, I won't miss it tomorrow. I'll tell you that much. When she's
because you're still in it, you don't miss it when
she's
you're
in another tantrum mode, throwing a fit about something stupid. But we'll get through it. And in 5 years, I'll be sad that it's gone. So that's the Retired Podcast. Parenting's the hardest thing you'll ever do in your life. And if you think your life's hard as an athlete, it kind of can be, but you ain't seen nothing yet. That's all I'll say. Thanks for tuning in. We'll do it again next week. V8, sponsor us. Good night.
Thank you.